They're known as major project agreements, and they're struck between unions, workers and employers. But oil and gas lobby group APIA wants a specific category for new build or so-called greenfields operations. Under Fair Work legislation, major project agreements are for 4 years. But in the last decade, when $200 billion plus has been spent on new LNG projects, none have been completed in that time. CEO Malcolm Roberts.
We need to have some industrial relations reform. We have seen some progress in the last year on that, but in particular we'd like to see major project agreements which allow for employers and the unions and other parties to negotiate a long-term arrangement over the construction phase of a major project so that potential investors know the costs they're going to face when they come to Australia, people know what they're going to be paid during the life of the project, and the industry pays very generous salaries. And there's no question that towards the end of the construction phase, an agreement might lapse, as one or two have recently, which then leads to an industrial dispute. And the conclusion of the project is held captive at a very, very delicate stage.
Isn't that defunct, given that it's very unlikely there's going to be any new mega projects after the massive build of LNG we've had in Australia?
Oh, we're certainly going through a period now where we're bringing to conclusion some major projects. And it'll be a number of years before there's another wave of global investment in major new LNG projects, that's for sure. But these projects take a lot of time to plan. You have to identify the correct sites. You have to get a very, very detailed engineering and cost analysis done. So we need to have a very clear signal sent to potential investors who will start this work sometime soon that Australia is open for business.
But the unions aren't buying the argument that LNG investors are put off by four-year agreements.
Well, it certainly didn't put investors off during the enormous capital investment in the resource industry we saw from the early and mid-2000s. Investments driven by a large and complex variety of different factors.
Dave Noonan is the National Secretary of the CFMEU. He says there's a different agenda at play with industry.
Agreements have to have a duration and a life. Essentially, what it seems to us is that some of the more unscrupulous of the resource companies want to have a situation where they can actually dictate terms to the workforce and that the workforce don't really get any say at all or any proper representation.
But in all reality, a build is not going to run into perpetuity. It has to stop. It's a build.
Well, that's right. But you see, there are some key things here. What the resource industry employers have been trying to do is hang on to particularly fly-in, fly-out roster arrangements, which are just unsustainable. Unions have argued for a long time that the construction phases of the projects need rosters which actually recognise that workers have got family responsibilities. And at the moment, the employers are determined to hang on to the four-week on, one-week off roster. And it's been established by research and parliamentary committees and the hard-lived experience of workers that this is a family killer. So really what a lot of this is about is the resource companies resisting the pressure from the workforce to actually introduce rosters which recognise that workers are human beings, that they've got families, they've got communities, they're not robots. But look, their plan is to get Malcolm Turnbull up as Prime Minister and then start to go back to the days of take it or leave it individual contracts with unsustainable rosters.
Whether the federal government will countenance any change to the current four-year terms for major agreements is a moot point. All Industry Minister Senator Michaelia Cash will say at this stage is the government will release its response to the Productivity Commission's review of workplace relations prior to the election.